Chairman, our last presenter, I believe, is Southern Lakes and Leisure, Oscar Vaughn, and Art was he too? Okay, yeah, we got it. If you need that, this is a Ritchie track. If you would, Oscar, you want to point about where your development proposed bundle is on the map? Here's the corner for you.
Quickly off the map.
You're close to up on the northern end there.
Northern end, on the east side of the lake.
My name is Oscar Vaughn, and I'm president of Southern Lakes and Leisure. We will be acquiring the Ritchie tract, which is about 3,600 acres. We will be closing this week. So we will have a real vested interest very shortly. And we look forward to working with the board on development along the shoreline and on water use. Excuse me. Next. I'll tell you a little bit about Southern Lakes and Leisure. We do rural quality custom home developments. We've developed over 16,000 acres and 6,000 home sites. We currently have developments on Lake Bridgeport, North Star Point, and Moonlight Bay. Those developments contain about 160 lakefront lots and 160 view lots. And the lakefronts have on-water dockable facilities. Next. As I said, the Ritchie tract is about 3,600 acres on northern Peak Cay with about 7.5 miles of lake frontage. It has views and rolling hills that back up to that. Next slide. Here is an outline. You can see Highway 16 goes primarily through the middle of it. Our development plan calls for low-density, high-quality home sites for custom homes. It will be deed-restricted, and we'll have an ACC and a HOA, and our proposed HOA will have an annual fee structure of about $500,000, so they'll be able to control the development and control the quality. The water will be served by Possum Kingdom Water Supply, and they've given us a letter that they will serve that area. State Highway 16 is undergoing improvements as we speak, or will be undergoing. There's a state highway project for $3.5 million to widen and add shoulders through our track for Highway 16. That will be let in June 06. Proposed development for this area will mean about $500 million in additional tax base over the next 10 to 15 years. We like to think we're environmentally sensitive, but we do low-density developments. The tract is 3,600 acres. We'll have approximately 1,000 home sites, which means we'll have one per 3.6 acres. Current developments we do, the Lake Authority regulates the on-site sewage disposal systems within a specified distance of the lake shore. We propose that we work with VRA to create a restriction on those facilities to use modern technology so that they're environmentally safe. With our development will contain two wildlife reserves in environmentally sensitive areas. We're proposing hiking and horse trails throughout the community. On-water facilities will be foam encapsulated docks. We're currently working with oil producers on the ranch to clean up their facilities and to mitigate any problems that might be caused by future development of oil and gas along the shoreline. Our land plan is basically one home site for 3 acres. We have parks and trails, and we're proposing a marina. As you can see from the color code, we have 1 to 3 acre home sites along the shoreline. Behind that, we have view lots, 1 to 3 acres, and 5+ acres are the yellow areas. So we're basically a very low density development. For our own water facilities, according to the BUD study, we're actually almost off the map, but we are in a green zone, which has no crowding. One of the things that needs, in my opinion, the northern part of Possum Kingdom needs more development of on-water facilities or marinas up there, which could alleviate some crowding in other areas. And I looked at the study, and the crowding appears to be from visitors and not from on-water facilities. So I think it's pretty skewed as far as what they did in the study. I think a number of other lakes, as someone mentioned, use annual permit fees for boats. And that way the users get to pay for the use of that surface. Oops, that's... we're proposing a balanced approach to private docks, marinas, and dry stack. We think that you need all of each one of these elements, as the folks from Gaines Bend and other developers have mentioned. For the middle to upper income buyer, these facilities are a critical element for them to continue to come to PK. And I think a balanced approach to this will not only enhance the lake, but enhance development in the area. Our Architectural Control Committee would cover any private on-water facilities as far as quality and design, so that the aesthetics are environmentally pleasing. We would adhere to the Clean Texas Marina Program, and this could be a source of increased revenue for the VRA. The way I look at the lake, the surface is just as valuable an asset as the water storage and the sale of water. Other lakes that I operate on have created a fee structure such that the surface use not only pays for itself, but it is a future revenue stream for the VRA, so that you manage that surface asset just as you do your water storage asset, and it could be a very long-term productive source of revenue should you decide to adopt fee structures that are appropriate for that use. In conclusion, we propose a low-density quality development. Our emphasis will be on environmental and aesthetics, and we'd like to use a balanced approach to lake usage. I guess if we were running a cafeteria and one kid misbehaved in the school cafeteria, we wouldn't shut the cafeteria down and no longer feed the kids. We would make rules that would appropriately control that behavior. We would ask that you consider a balanced approach to your boat loading studies and on-water use, and I'm sure the board will come to a good decision. Thank you for your time.
Mr. Rowe, I want to just quick, for the benefit of the board, if we could have the map up there, could you point out specifically where the Ritchie property is on that map?
Okay.
And our on-water facilities that we were proposed are actually in a slough on Rock Branch and then up Rock Creek. So we're in the most northern tip. It's a very unique piece of property, and we think it lends itself well to a balanced approach of on-water facilities and dry stack storage.
How many total slips, dry and wet, are you forecasting?
I guess our package that we would propose would be approximately 100 private docks on water, and these are for state lots. Somewhere in the 200 to 300 range of wet slips, and then the remainder would be dry stack, which would be in the 400 to 500. Range.
So you're trying to provide a slip, obviously, for every lot.
We're trying, obviously, attraction to Possum Kingdom is the ability to use the lake.
Okay.
And for the buyer that we sell to, the middle to upper end of the buyer, if they're going to come to PK, they want to be able to use the water. Otherwise, I guess they would move to Breckenridge or whatever someone said. So I think you've got a tremendous asset in Possum Kingdom. We look forward to working with you. Any other questions?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
This time, excuse me, Jane?
Mr. Chair, are these all of the current anticipated developments?
As of today.
That's all that we're aware of at this time.
Any other comments or questions? Let's take a break.